I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this just happened serendipitously. It was very, very lucky, to be honest with you. We had Pete Rose booked a couple of weeks back because he's Pete Rose. And then yesterday, baseball dropped this bombshell. Let's face it, kind of a news dump, trying to weave it in there. Well, we got the national championship game tonight. Maybe nobody pays attention. No, we're paying attention. And it is a story that is just rocking the sports world. It's front page stuff. And to get into that and all sorts of baseball issues, the great Pete Rose, 17 All-Stars. Nobody has more hits, 4,256, three World Series championships. One of the greats of all time. And we got a lot to talk about. Hitman, welcome back to the show. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. It's nice to talk to you guys. And that was a pretty good football game last night.
Now, Pete, did you bet it or no? Did you bet the game?
Oh, yeah, I'm in Vegas. It's legal. The only problem, I had another thing tied into it. And isn't that amazing how closely they fit the over-under?
That's right.
Wait, it was 66, and it came 67, and the guy went for a two-point conversion and made it.
Yeah.
It's nuts, dude. I mean, they make money for a reason, Pete. You know that.
Yeah, and the fact that it was 25-28 with, I don't know what, like 30-something minutes left to go.
About watching last night's game, of course, you know, I'm from Cincinnati, so we get to watch that quarterback now throughout his career. I would assume that they're not going to take Young from Ohio State, the defensive guy. They should take the number one, choice of everybody from LSU, and that'd be the quarterback. So hopefully he'll do good things for the Bengals.
Oh, he's going first. Pete, let's start with this. So I tracked the early polling for the Baseball Hall of Fame, and for those who might not know, it's up to about 40% of the polls have been, or the voting has been made public, and right now, Bonds and Clemens are right around 75, 76, fluctuate day to day. They've obviously received some real momentum. Before we even get deep into anything, just to update it, like, what was the last conversation you had with Rob Manfred? Where your personal case, your situation, any progress? Where are you in terms of getting into the Hall of Fame with baseball?
Actually, I like Mr. Manfred, and I had a meeting with him, and it didn't work out. So, guys, I'm kind of over worrying about that because, if you know what I mean, I've been suspended 3 decades. That's 30 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time, and I can't spend the rest of my life worried about going to the Hall of Fame. I made the Reds Hall of Fame. I got a statue at the ballpark. Yep. I got my number retired. And that's awfully important to me because I was born 3 miles from the ballpark in Cincinnati. If I'm ever given the opportunity to go to Cooperstown, I'll be the happiest guy in the world. But I'm the one that messed that up, and I'm not going to get on your show or any other show and complain about not being in the Hall of Fame. And I don't think the thing that happened in Houston the last couple of years has anything to do with my case. It's a different case, and these guys got caught, and they got penalized. I don't know if it's a strict penalty. When he first gave the penalty out, it was a year suspension. And, of course, the owner stepped in and fired both of them for, you know, forever. So
yeah. The
$5 million fine was the most they could fine someone. In today's society, today's world, $5 million is not that much to fine a sports franchise.
No, let me say this for you, Pete. And the reason I ask you about that, and I appreciate your honesty, if I'm you, I'm probably saying the same damn thing. 30 years, man. I've lived my life. I've carved out a good, you know, profitable existence out in Vegas. You do, you know, I know you make you do pretty well financially. You got some good things going on. Baseball fans love you. But I say that for you because, and I said this, I'm going to say it to you. I said this about a month ago. You know what I don't want to happen? This is what I fear, and I hope this isn't overly morbid. I don't want the day to come when Pete Rose is no longer with us on this earth, all right? And then people come to their senses, and they put you in the Hall of Fame rightfully, and you're not around to enjoy it. That's why I know you've moved on, but yeah, it's still unfair.
They did the same thing to Ron Santo. They waited until he passed away, then they put him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, these guys who run these sports franchises have to understand Your sport is better off if you got more Hall of Famers walking around selling the sport. Like right now, guys, I'm going to tell you right now. And this is no bullshit. I'm the best ambassador for their sport. I sign autographs 20 days a month, 5 hours a day, in the most crowded city in the United States,
yeah.
Las Vegas, and all I do is talk positive about the game.
Yeah.
And you guys know how hard it's been to talk positive about the game the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And this latest thing is just another thing that you have to talk to people and try to make excuses for baseball and hope that it survives. Because
yeah.
I'm a next baseball player. I love the game. It's been very good to me. And I hope the game survives. And I hope Mr. Manfred does a good job. You know, I'm concerned that strikeouts are up, home runs are up, but overall, attendance was down.
Yeah, yeah.
We had some good teams in baseball in 2019, and baseball shouldn't have attendance going down because I think the other sports, attendance is going up.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
If I'm the commissioner of baseball, I'm concerning myself with that, and I'm concerning myself with the length of these damn games. We had 5 out of 7 World Series games were over 4 hours, and only one of them was extra innings.
Yeah.
People don't want to go to the ball game and spend 4 hours at a 9-inning baseball game
That's
anymore.
Too much.
There's too damn many pitching changes.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, how did they change it, though? What can Rob Manfred do? What can Major League Baseball do? Because I feel you,
now,
right? I mean, I'll go to a baseball game when my father-in-law wants to go, simply to go have some beers with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, instead of going to a bar, let's go to a baseball game. But other than that, I don't want to go sit out there.
It's all about money, guys, because there's a 9-inning game, okay? And every inning of a 9-inning game has 6 minutes of commercials. So that's 54 minutes of commercials, and they're not going to get rid of the commercials. That's the money coming in.
Yeah.
So there's no way they can shorten the games. You know, you can make them throw a pitch with 30 seconds or whatever, and if they don't do it, what are they going to do? I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
They're going to yell, hurry up!
Yeah, I mean, you know, one thing, Pete, that I mean, I felt like when I was growing up watching baseball, and I wasn't nearly as avid a fan as BT, my partner, was watching baseball growing up, but I remember, like, knowing the brands of all of the stars, right? I just felt like I knew you, and I knew, like, Griffey,
Mike Schmidt.
Like, I felt like I knew them
Steve
all.
Steve Carlton, Nolan Ryan.
And now I don't know if the Major League Baseball is doing as good a job as branding. Not individual, not leaving it up to the players to brand themselves, but the league branding these guys and saying, these are our stars, right? You have to go, whatever you're doing on a Saturday afternoon, you have to go see this guy play. Like, I don't feel like we're at that point anymore. Where do you feel baseball is as it pertains to promoting their players?
You know, Mike Trout's probably the best player in baseball, but
yeah.
It seems like that's the one they always try to sell. He's not the only player in baseball. I mean, there's a lot of really good baseball players playing baseball today, and I agree with you. You got to figure out a way to sell your sport. I mean, basketball was one of the best at selling the stars. You know, they sold
That's
Michael
right.
all those years,
mm-hmm.
and they sold Magic all those years.
Now LeBron.
And all of a sudden, now LeBron comes along, and they sell him, and the next star will come along, and they'll sell him. So, you know, it's all about public relation. And you have to have public relations people run public relations to do a good job in public relations. It's not a rocket science situation. And, you know, there's some really, really good players playing baseball today.
Yeah.
And there's some really, really bad teams playing baseball today. And I don't have to sit here and badmouth the teams that you know can't win the World Series this year. But there's probably over half of them. And there's 30 teams.
Yeah.
There's probably close to 20 that have no chance of winning this year's World Series.
It's true.
Yeah.
Talking to Pete Rose. Pete, let's face it, sporting icon, almost 4,300 hits. I still remember that little, not a little bloop, but it was off Eric Schau, right, Pete? Left field?
Man, come on, man. That was a line drive.
I just wanted to get you going. I know. Carmelo Martinez was the one who fielded. I'm just getting you going.
Hey,
I'm just messing around.
Hey, Pete, you have this thing going on with healthy wage, which is really interesting. So you can make a bet on yourself to lose weight.
This is cool.
And some people have actually really cashed in on this. Emily from Norristown, Pennsylvania, lost 101 pounds and made like $5,000 for her efforts. Now, explain this. So you bet on yourself to lose weight, and if you do it, you get paid for it?
Yeah, you get on a scale and you weigh a certain amount, okay? Then you bet the company. You got 6 months to lose 10% of what you weighed when you got on the scale. Now, I got on the scale the other day, and I weighed 241. So I got 6 months to lose 24 pounds.
Okay.
And it's going to be good for me, because anytime you lose weight, if you're a little bit overweight, it's good for you as far as being healthy, okay? And it's fun to try to lose the weight. And, you know, what do you got to lose?
Yeah, you're right. And well, you got
well, you can lose money.
You can lose a little bit of money, but yeah. You could gain a lot of money if you get it done, right?
Oh, yeah, but it takes discipline. It's just like, you know, he played football. It takes discipline to play sports.
That's right.
It takes discipline to lose weight. It takes discipline to gain weight, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
You'll feel better if you lose weight, I think.
That's a good point. You can check this out, by the way, to our listeners out there. It's www.healthywage.com/Pete, P-E-T-E. To find out more about this and calculate your weight goal and win, and try to win some money.
That is pretty well. When we first heard of the concept, I'm like, come on, what is this? And then I'm like, wow, it's actually pretty interesting.
I want to tell you guys something. You asked me a question about 8 minutes ago, okay? And you asked me, did I bet on the game last night? And I said, yes. So that probably, in the eyes of the commissioner, set me back another 10 years. even though I live in Las Vegas, it's legal to do what I did.
Yep.
I didn't break no rules, and I went home and watched the game and enjoyed myself. That's my limitations of gambling today.
I got
okay?
it. Yeah.
I'm 78 years old. I enjoy betting on a game or two and going home and watching it. I don't bet on anything I can't watch, and that's the way I entertain myself. There's a lot less in front of me than there was behind me.
Yeah.
And if I'm hurting somebody by doing that, then I'm never going to get reinstated.
Pete, yeah. let me put it very bluntly.
Pete, there's a lot of guys that are doing the exact same thing that you
are. Your partner's one of them.
I know
Pete, I have no problem. I bet Clemson last night. I lost, all right? I talk about it all the time. I'm pretty good at it. I mean, every year. there's a serious point here. I want to run something by you because I've always wanted to ask you this. And this is the one thing about your entire situation that's given me pause. And I want clarity for once, okay? I know you didn't bet, or at least that's what you're saying. I'm going to take it at your word. You never bet against the Reds to lose, obviously, right? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Established. I know that. Did you bet on the
Reds? I attenuated that.
No, I got you. I totally believe that. I just wanted to get that on the record. Did you bet every game, yes or no?
I bet every game on my team. I had total confidence that I would win a hell of a lot more games than I would lose.
Mm-hmm.
And my players were like my sons. You know, I didn't bet because I had so-and-so pitching. I didn't bet because this guy was pitching against me. That way, when you bet on every game, you stay away from calling a bookmaker.
Yeah.
See, if I lived in Vegas, everything I did would have been illegal. But because I called a bookmaker, and I was absolutely wrong by calling a bookmaker and making a bet. So I just told him at the beginning of the season, I went to Reds every night.
You told him. But didn't you check the odds to bet? I'm not saying I don't believe you.
I didn't care.
You didn't care? How much money?
In those days, you weren't going to be 300 to 100 or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay? So,
yeah.
You know, it was like a game to me. It was like a game to me, but it was a bad game, and I was absolutely wrong. And mm-hmm. I made the mistake, but I can't bring it back.
No, I know, and I'm not it asking happened. You to. And I'm Pete, I'm on your side, man. I am on your side, and so is Tiki, and so is most of the overwhelming majority of the public. The only reason I needed the answer to that is because every time we get to this conversation, which is often because baseball loves you, man, the fans want to talk about you, I've said all the time, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I know for sure. I don't think he bet on his team to lose. I knew that. But if I'm betting on the Reds to win Monday, and then I lay off on betting the Reds to win Tuesday, but I bet them on Friday, I can, as somebody who knows how to bet, Pete, I can make the case that by betting to win Monday, you compromise Tuesday, even if you didn't bet Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? So that's an important point to me.
But my job as a manager of the Cincinnati Reds was try to win every game the best I possibly could. Now, this is going to sound funny, but I believe this. Okay, the reality of this situation, if you're a baseball manager today, and I broke the rules and I was absolutely wrong, okay, I would hope that my manager would bet on my team to win every night. And it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Because what do you do as a manager? You do everything as possible to try to win that game. And that's all you're trying to do as a manager anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably don't make any sense to you, but –
No, 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 so you, so you were, you were betting that you would do that more than you wouldn't, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely.
It. Yeah. Look, hey, Pete.
Absolutely.
Pete, you were under a couple of commissioners, and let's just move this forward to now. What kind of job do you think Rob Manfred is doing? The punishment he handed down, I mean, look, we can't really judge it. It's, he hit the max on the fine and everything else with the suspension of the skip and the GM. But what kind of job in total do you think Rob Manfred is doing managing and policing Major League Baseball right now?
Well, it's like players like me to make his job so difficult. And, you know, he didn't hand down that bad of a punishment.
Yeah.
The owner of the Houston Astros is the one that had to hand down the punishment.
That's true.
He fired the guys forever. Manfred gave the guys a year, and he took the number one and number two draft choice away from them, and he fined them $5 million. Well, $5 million is like paying the 202 hitter. that's what they make today.
Yeah.
You know, so I like Rob Manfred. I think he's a smart guy. I think he knows what he's doing. And there's always problems in sports of all sorts.
Yeah.
And I hope he does well. I mean, I'm a baseball fan, but, you know, all I do is talk about baseball on a positive note every day, 20 days a month, 5 hours a day. And as you know, the last several years, it's been tough to defend baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just another black eye for baseball. Now, what's going to happen to the guy Cora?
Because he might be banned forever. He might get what you got.
Well,
I'm serious.
To be honest with you, I was only banned for originally 1 year. I could have the opportunity to apply for reinstatement. But the thing that happened to me, the worst thing that happened to me was 5 days after I was suspended, Mr. Giamani died.
He died.
Yeah,
that's right.
So that took away the meeting with Bart after a year of suspension.
Yeah.
I got along with Bart Giamani, if you guys want to know the truth.
I know you did.
I was in his room a couple of times on the road when he summons me up just to talk about how to make the game better.
No. No.
Okay, but he had to do to me what he had to do. And I hold no animosity toward Bart Giamani, but the rest of the guys have followed him because he's a commissioner. They're not going to go over his head.
Yeah.
They just followed suit.
And it's because he died, because they couldn't confer with him. It was probably a respect thing. Like, if Bart was still alive, let's just say Bart didn't reinstate you, and he very well might have. But if he did...
Well, I had guys like Howard Cosell. He went on the air one time and said, I killed Giamatti.
I remember that,
Put him through the stress that I put him through.
I remember that.
I didn't put him through the stress. Yeah. He put me through the stress.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, I had a period of time, like 6 months of my life, where from the time I left home to go to the ballpark to the time I got home, I was on TV camera.
Hey, listen, let's end it on a light note. We all love you, man. We only got about 20 or 30 seconds, and we'll plug your product again, I promise. I'd love to hear the answer here. You're sitting down on your couch. Maybe you have a beer. Maybe you don't. You got 3 hours. You get to bet one thing. Would you rather bet an NFL game, college football game, an NBA game, college hoops or baseball, or the horses? What's your favorite thing to bet?
Nowadays?
Yeah.
Hockey.
Hockey. Well, you got those Golden Knights.
You always get that, you know, you bet that puck line, which is laying a puck and a half, and you always get that open net at the end of the game.
He's not wrong.
That's a good one.
You just hope a guy hits an open netter.
I love it.
Hey, he's not a dummy.
Go bet on yourself to lose weight and get healthy at www.healthywage.com/Pete. Pete, we appreciate you, man. It was very informative, entertaining, and everything else with you. Thanks for popping on again.
All right.
Appreciate you, Pete.
All right.
Thanks, Hit King. There you go. Pete Rose.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.